souls are going to be saved. I feel a miracle in this place. Whatever you need, send it out of the atmosphere. God's going to show up. And when he shows up, he's going to make things happen. He's going to change things. Be a great thing. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good D. Hill. We are currently in the Lenten season, and this year, Beloved Ministries is on a 40-day journey focused on obedience. During this time, we are dedicating ourselves to prayer, meditation, and in studying God's word to follow his command. Our base scripture is John 14:15 from the New Living Translation, which reads, "If you love me, obey my commandments." Today is day 5 of our journey, and our scripture is from Psalm 119:60 from the NIV, which reads, "I will hasten and not delay to obey your commandment." See, the psalmist emphasizes the necessity of immediate, wholehearted obedience to God's word without procrastination. It highlights a proactive, decisive response to God's instructions, fueled by a desire to avoid sin and a dedication to his will. The psalmist stressed that when convicted or instructed by God, the proper response is to act quickly rather than waiting for a convenient season, which is a direct counter to delaying repentance or obedience. The verse demonstrates that true faith is not just theoretical, but requires active, prompt obedience. Amen. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. We lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Father God, your word said that you are close to the brokenhearted, that you will rescue those whose spirits are crushed. So, Father, we place at the feet of your Son, Christ Jesus, those who grieve and are lowly in spirit. Father God, so we place Lance Gaines at your feet, who lost his paternal aunt. We place the Bradworth children in the loss of their mom, Lynette Brathwaite. And we place the families of the 6 women who died in an avalanche near Lake Tahoe. Tahoe. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, Father God, we place at the feet of your Son again those who are grieved and lowly in spirit. Lord, have mercy on them. Show them your loving kindness and protect their peace during this time of Lord. May the families receive an overflow of emotional and financial support, giving them a safe space to grieve. Father, we intercede in prayer for Rev. D. and all others who are revising their dissertation, Lord God, for we do not lack faith. May the God of hope fill them with all joy and peace as they trust in you, Lord God. Remove all barriers and clear the way, Lord God, for final completion in their assignment. Lord, we come not only with supplication, but with praise, for you said whenever you ask for in prayer, we will receive it if we have faith. So thank you for blessing Walter Riley with the 2nd part-time job he prayed for, and also for the continual support from his primary employer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and for calling us to walk in your ways. For your word says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. We confess we sometimes struggle to obey you immediately, or we try to follow you only when it is convenient. Lord, please forgive us for the times we have chosen our own path. We ask for a renewed heart that desires to obey you above all else. Teach us your truth and help us to hide your word in our hearts so that we can honor you with our decisions. When the world tempts us or when we are stubborn, grant us the strength of the Holy Spirit to say yes to you and not to our own fleshly desires. Give us ears to hear your voice clearly and the courage to act on it without delay, trusting that your commands are for our good and protection. Help us to see obedience not as a burden, but as a blessing that brings us closer to you. We aim to build our lives on your solid foundation, following the example set by Jesus. Lord God, please help us to love you by being obedient to your will each day. We acknowledge our weakness and how often we fall short in living out your command. Strengthen us with your grace to choose your way even when it's difficult. May our obedience flow from love, not fear, and reflect the life of Christ in us. We are so thankful that in your grace you have made us your children and that we can call you our Father and that we bear your name in this world. Deliver us from merely calling you Lord and not doing what you command. We ask for a renewed heart that desires to obey you above all else. May your hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Let us be done with living for ourselves and help us live in a way that honors you. Lord God, give us ears to hear your voice clearly and the courage to act on it without delay, trusting that your commands are for our good and protection. Help us to see obedience not as a burden but as a blessing that brings us closer to you. We pray for friends and loved ones who are under great pressure, who endure distress, and whose faith faces great uncertainty. Grant that your name will be honored as they trust you and love you, even in their situation. As your Son honored your name by enduring the cross, grant us the endurance so that we may reflect your Son's likeness. Father God, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. Please move and act in this way, in this world, in such a way that more and more people would trust you above all else and make this true of us as well, Lord God. Father God, we bow before you and we ask that your will be done in us. For Father God, we know that your Son, Christ Jesus, that you love, you gave your Son for us. He made the sacrifice for us and you allowed him to stand in our place. But in your sovereignty and by your power, you raised him from the dead. And you are gracious. And by your Spirit, you draw us to Christ and made us alive in him. And you pardon our many sins. You are so faithful for all the times we have doubted you, for all the times we have failed you. Yet you kept us and you would never let us go. Father, we just extol your holy name right now as the angels cry around your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, we know that we are sinners saved by grace. So we ask that you just hasten the day when our faith will be slight. And until that day comes, let us be done with looking to ourselves. Let us live for your praise and for your honor alone. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this prayer is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. Please visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. I am going to mute the line so we can greet one another.